You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
All right, my friends, here we go. My name is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 722, and this is the Flip Empire Show. So appreciate you tuning in. I want to focus today's podcast episode around the topic of sales. Now, when you hear that, I want you to instantly be aware of what comes up for you. When you think of sales, when you think of selling to someone or selling something, when you think of being sold to, what's the instant gut reaction that comes up for you? I start today's podcast with that question because I've really been thinking a lot about just sales in general over the course of the last several weeks. I came across an Instagram reel where Mark Cuban, now soon to be former majority owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Shark Tank, mogul, entrepreneur, philanthropist, the whole nine. The guy's awesome. He was asked on a podcast that he was being interviewed on. He said, Mark, if you had $500, if they take away all your wealth, all your money, but the only thing you had was $500 and a cell phone, what would you do to make money? And Mark immediately said, that is probably the best question anybody has ever asked me in my adult life, which I thought that was interesting in and of itself, because you imagine how many questions people ask somebody like a Mark Cuban. And he immediately went to say that he would go out and find a sales job. He would learn everything there was to learn about that particular industry. He would understand the product. He would get to know the customer and know it better than anyone. He would devote his time and energy to become the best salesperson that company or organization has ever had. And then once he's proven himself, he'd go into his boss's office and he would ask for a crap ton of money, or he was going to go out and become his competitor. Essentially, in a nutshell, that was his answer. It really got me to thinking, because earlier this week, I was on a sales call. Now, I was in a position where I was considering making a large investment. And what struck me from the sales call, from the conversation, was that the person I was speaking to was speaking with so much energy, enthusiasm, and confidence that I felt instantly sold, right? Even though it was a significant investment, even though there was a lot of questions I had, right? I had more questions than answers. He was such a believer in his particular service and what it could do for me. And he was exuding this energy, this enthusiasm. It was almost infectious that even before I had the answers to my questions, I already felt inside like I was sold. And that was a massive takeaway for me coming from that call. And I might not be sharing with you something that you don't already know, but what I want to do is underscore and highlight and bring to your awareness, if you're communicating, if you're selling people about what you offer and what you do for a living, your business, your service, your product, whatever it may be, are you communicating with so much energy and enthusiasm that you're selling people before they even know everything that's involved? And when I'm talking about a significant investment, I'm not buying something for $1,000 here. It's the type of investment that people are going to questions. They want to know, like, how does this work? Is this the right fit, et cetera, et cetera. And before we even got there, I was already feeling like, hey, this is a fit. Why? Because A, I know and trust the person. B, he was just so confident that I was like, yeah, dude, like, of course this makes sense. Like, how can this not be a success? Was my mentality that was transferred to me on a phone call. We weren't even face to face. And it really got me thinking, you know, when we go out and sell, because selling in general, I think, is a topic that makes people very uncomfortable. And if that's you, then I think just being aware of that is a big win. And then making sure that you get comfortable with sales, because selling is nothing more than transferring a particular product or service that hopefully you believe in exchange for value. That's business. That's how the economy functions. There's an exchange of value and services. There's an exchange of goods and services, and there's value exchange for that goods and services. And what's funny is that oftentimes I hear from people that are entrepreneurs or that have businesses that they're uncomfortable with selling. And that fact in and of itself, I know that puts a glass ceiling on their ability to grow their business, Why? Because how could you sell something when you're uncomfortable with the sales process in general? And if you truly, truly, truly believe in your product or service, if you're clear on your message and how you can help someone, it is your job, it is your responsibility to scream it from the mountaintops, to grab a megaphone and try to bring in as many people as possible. Now, look, I'll be brutally honest with you, like I feel I always am on this podcast. I've been in situations where like I felt uncomfortable asking for a certain amount of money. I remember when we first started Ascend, I felt slightly uncomfortable asking for the amount of money that we were asking. And then I quickly, after our first and second retreat, I was so comfortable, like it just rolled off my tongue what the investment was when we would talk to people, because I believed so much in what we did and what we're still doing that it's such a drop in the bucket relative to the impact it can have on somebody's life and business, right? And so I'm very comfortable asking for a large investment because I just know that if the person leans in and plugs into our community, they'll get that back so many times over. In the grand scheme of things, it's so insignificant. I'm not saying, you know, X amount of dollars or whatever we're talking about. I'm not saying that's nothing, right? Like in my particular situation, like it's a lot of money. And when you tend to zoom out and you start to not question the cost of something, but you start to ask what's the value in what you're receiving or what's the value in what you're giving, oftentimes the investment or the cost pales in comparison. So one takeaway that I want you to hopefully leave with from this short podcast episode is if you're in a position where you're being sold to, ask yourself if that makes you feel uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form, right? And if it does, it's worth exploring and digging deeper and pulling the layers back to figure out what is it about that situation or sales in general that makes you uncomfortable, right? Oftentimes it's tied to like an experience we had in the past that now is embedded in your nervous system. It makes you feel a certain type of way. And so it just builds and builds and builds. But I'm fascinated by being on sales calls now. Like sometimes I get a random cold call from somebody who pretends like they're not selling me, but I already know what's going on because I know the framework, I know the process, I know what they're doing. I've even said like, I want to hear your pitch, talk to me. Like before the small talk and like trying to build rapport and all that, and like I kind of let them do their thing. I'm like, dude, I want to hear your pitch. Like, what do you got? What it boils down to oftentimes when I get tuned out is when somebody's not clear on what they have, what it's going to do for me, and then what they want me to do next, right? So like a simple way to break down a sales process. And the way that I might want you to think about it is like, what do you have? What is it going to do for your prospect, for your client, for the homeowner, for the customer? Like, what is it going to do for them? Right. And that's really the key, is understanding if, are you solving a pain point? Like, what is the challenge that you're solving? What does your product or service do for that person? Being able to crystallize that for them. Like, here's what this will do for you, right? You're here. This is the pain you have. This is what this product or service is going to do for you. And then a clear call to action, right? Here's what I want you to do next. So here's what I have. Here's what it's going to do for you. Here's what I want you to do next. By no means do I consider myself like a sales guru or a sales expert, but I've invested enough time and energy getting educated and learning from some really great salespeople. And I wanted to share that with you because I was on this call earlier this week, and that was the biggest takeaway for me. I'm like, man, this dude is communicating with so much energy and with so much confidence and so much enthusiasm about what he has to offer that I'm like, it's crazy that I still have these questions, but like, this makes sense. Like, I'm sold. And it really made me reflect and think, when I'm in a position where I'm offering something or I'm selling something, am I communicating with so much energy and enthusiasm? And so I feel like I've already raised my level, raised my game just by being in that position. And so I think that goes into what I was sharing earlier, is you need to feel comfortable being sold to if you're going to be comfortable selling. It's kind of like giving and receiving. I have a family member who always has a hard time receiving compliments in particular, but just in general, whether it's a gift. But I have a family member who just gets visibly uncomfortable when a compliment is thrown in her direction. That's something that I've brought to her attention, and she's aware of it. And so she gets to kind of explore why that is. But giving and receiving is a two-way street, right? I used to be the one that when somebody would offer to pay for dinner, lunch, a drink, coffee, whatever, I would over-insist that, no, let me take care of it, right? And what I realized was that for some people, I was robbing them of the opportunity of wanting to give and give generously out of their heart. Be willing to accept compliments. Be willing to receive. Be willing to be sold to. And by the way, even if you're not interested in the product, service, whatever, sometimes you can pick up nuggets. You can pick up things about what to do and what not to do when you allow yourself to be in a position of being sold to. So I wanted to share that with you because I think it's something that hopefully you can take and apply to your business, to your sales process, whatever product or service. And by the way, I should have mentioned this at the top of the show, but if you're not able to communicate your product and service effectively and do it with genuine enthusiasm and excitement, that's an opportunity for you to really reflect on what you offer. And does it really help people? Do you really believe in what you have? Because I can tell you that if you don't believe in what you have, it's going to be hard for you to be effective at sales. It's going to be hard for you to be successful in that arena. And business, when it boils down to, is sales and marketing. And it's about the people, right? People, process, product. Sales is a big component of that. And if you don't sell or if you suck at selling, it's going to be hard to grow your business and generate the kind of money that you may want to generate. And that's actually, I'm in the process of reading Donald Miller's Story Brand book. The first 3-4 chapters, he talks about just getting clear on your message, getting clear on what you have to offer, what's your message, and what does it do for somebody. So I'm really diving deep into that area to make sure I'm as dialed in as I need to be, because I believe there's some room for improvement there. And I really just wanted to come on here and share with you that communicate, like I challenge you, next time you're in a position where you're selling something to someone, even if it's selling your child to go to bed early or to brush your teeth or to eat healthy food, or you're selling a big product or service and you're asking for a lot of money, are you communicating with energy, excitement, and enthusiasm about what you have to offer? Are you speaking confidently and do you believe it? Right? That's the key. You must believe it. So that's what I got for you today. Guys, thank you so much for the feedback that I have received over the last several episodes. I'm talking about episode 718 and others. Some of you have taken the time to write a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, and that helps grow the show. So that's always, always appreciated. If you guys go to flipempire.com/podcast, that'll take you right to Apple Podcasts. And other than that, just really excited about the holiday season here and heading into 2024. You might be listening to this at some point in the future. I am championing your efforts, right? So continue to plug into the Flip Empire Show. Allow me to be a part of your journey and pour into you through my experiences, through the things that I've learned, through the challenges, the failures, the lessons learned, the wins. You're going to hear it all. And I think that's one of the reasons that this particular show is set apart from some of the others, is you're not going to hear fluff. You're not going to hear a lot of theory. And I'm going to share with you what's actually happening, the wins, losses, and everything in between. And hopefully we can grow together. So with that being said, if you want to connect, learn more about our Ascend Mastermind community, ascendyoursuccess.com. And outside of that, just make sure that you are plugged in to the next episode. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Have an incredible day, my friend. I will talk to you soon. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.